So, to perk off Mishnah Beis, Ketzad Mekani Lo. How is he Mekani her? What does he have to say? Amar Lo Bifnei Shnayim, he says in front of two Edim, Al Tadabri Im Ish Ploini, don't speak to this person, V'dibra Imo, when she speaks to him, Adayin Him Muteres Leveso Muteres Leachal B'Tshuma. She's still mutter to her husband, and she's also mutter to eat Tshuma if her husband's a Kohen. And the Rabbi brings the Gemara that explains what the Mishnah is really telling us is that the only time it's ever going to be usher is when he tells his wife, don't seclude yourself with this person, and she secludes with him. But if he says, don't speak to him, and she secludes with him, that's not a sota, and she's still mutter. If he says, don't seclude with him, and she speaks to him, also not a sota, and she's mutter, both to eat truma and to go back to her husband, in both cases. The only time it's usher is if he says, don't be alone with him, and she goes and she's alone with him. Nichnasa imo leves haseser. If she goes with this person that she was warned not to go with, she goes to a secluded house. Vishaslimo kedei tumah, and she's there alone with him. The amount of time of tumah that she could do that with him. Asur levesav asur lechal b'tshuma. That's the case that she's asur to go back to her husband until she obviously drinks from the mei marim, and she's also asur to eat truma. Vimeis, and what would happen if her husband that's waiting for her to drink from the mei marim, let's say he dies, and now she has his brother that she has to do yibum to. So the Mishnah tells us, Vimeis, choletzas velo misya bemes. If he dies, she only does chalitza to this brother, but she doesn't do yibum. Why not? So the Rab brings, the Gemara says, it's a drasha. It says in Parshas Kiseitze, v'yotzimi beis v'holcha v'hoysel ish acher, by a regular divorce, where it was matza ervas davar over there, so he has to divorce her, and she goes and marries another man. And the drasha is, l'ish acher v'lo liyavam. She goes and marries another man, but she can't marry her yavam. Nevertheless, she still can't go marry anybody else without doing chalitza, because just like if her husband was still alive, the Rav says, she'd only be mutter to marry somebody else if he gave her a get. So too, the only time she's ever going to be mutter to marry somebody else is when the yavam does chalitza, because the yavam, in a certain way, is taking over, and almost like a continuation, we've said in Yavamis, in a certain way, it's a continuation of her dead husband.